House Speaker Dade Phelan isn't happy that he has an opponent for the speakership. This is Tuesday, March 26, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with the Texas Minute. New York City wanted to be a sanctuary city, but now it's mad about all the illegal aliens. More on that coming up, but first, I hope you'll check out the growing lineup of shows and podcasts available from Texas Scorecard, including Sarah Gonzalez's new show, Come and Take It. You can find the complete listing at texasscorecard.com. Now let's get to the news. A parent is suing the Prosper Independent School District for negligence after an elementary school teacher there physically assaulted her 5-year-old child. The mother's lawsuit alleges this behavior appears to be part of a larger pattern of problems at the school and in the district. The new lawsuit alleges that during the last 2 school years, other children attending Rucker Elementary have also been abused and injured due to the neglectful supervision of school staff. Prosper ISD has been under fire since one of its bus drivers allegedly assaulted 2 students for several months, and then administrators attempted to cover it up. Despite the federal court siding with a campus within the Texas A&M system against drag shows, the flagship campus in College Station will be hosting a risque program later this week. The event at Texas A&M is called Draggyland, and it's hosted by the Queer Empowerment Council at the university's Rudder Theater Complex. A&M's decision to host a drag show on campus creates an interesting contrast to West Texas A&M, which is in the same system, but they refuse to allow a drag show on its campus in Canyon. A federal court upheld WTAMU's decision. A&M President Mark Welsh has not responded to requests for comments on the differences in policies within the university system. With Speaker Dade Phelan facing an uphill battle in his own re-election campaign at home, he told a cable news channel it's, quote, not appropriate for candidates to announce their intention to run against him for speaker before the runoff is complete. He made those comments following the announcement that Cypress Republican Tom Oliverson will be running for the speakership. Here's Mr. Phelan's comments.
I think the timing is not appropriate. We have runoffs. We have a lot of friends in runoffs that he's friends with as well. And so, his intentions are something I don't know anything about. He has my cell phone. He can call me anytime.
Maybe Mr. Phelan needs to realize that serving the people of Texas is more important than being friends with other legislators. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like Daily Headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
As self-described sanctuary cities for illegal aliens, New York City and Chicago have bristled at being forced to pay for the illegal alien shipped to them from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott. Since April of 2022, Texas officials have sent 40,300 illegal aliens to New York City alone. NYC Mayor Eric Adams was set to travel to Brownsville and El Paso this week, but has now canceled those plans due to, quote, security concerns. Of course, those would be the same concerns Texans have to live with every day. The governor's office reports that Texas officials have transported more than 12,500 illegal aliens to Washington, D.C., 33,000 to Chicago, 3,400 to Philadelphia, 17,000 to Denver, and 1,500 to Los Angeles. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios, and this edition was based on original reporting by Aaron Anderson, Emily Medeiros, Brandon Walton, and Luca Cacciatore. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.